from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
All right, welcome back in. It is KFH's Sports Daily. I'm Jacob Albrecht alongside Tommy Kester, Jad Chambers producing, manning that IHOP hotline, always brought to you by IHOP 869-1240. Right now, you can get in on the all-you-can-eat pancakes deal at IHOP through September 15th. Check that out. We're going to talk a little Royals baseball this hour. We'll talk a little football. We'll talk a little golf. The Heritage Classic in Wichita. Stay tuned for your opportunity to win some tickets for that as well. But we'll tell you exactly what it is. We're going to have Jay Delling in. You might recognize him from always being a part of the Wichita Open. He's helping them out, too. So we'll get that all explained later in the hour as well. Tommy, are you into all the, you know, the superhero movies and all of that stuff that's, you know, been a part of?
Somewhat. I mean, I've seen a handful of them. I don't know if I would consider myself, you know, a super fan. They're entertaining. Okay. I'll watch them when they're on, but I don't seek them out.
We went and watched Deadpool versus Wolverine the other night, a couple nights ago. You weren't here yesterday. It's really good. I don't know if you're into those movies. I love the movie theater. We try to go as often as we don't watch a lot of movies. Now it's more for the kids movies, but I'll tell you, it was packed, and it's probably that and the Twisters thing. Like it was,
we're going to go see Twisters next
on a
week.
Tuesday night. I'm a weather nerd. I know.
Yeah. Our anniversary is next week, and our favorite movie together, my wife and I, is the original Twister. Anytime it's on TV, we'll watch it. I think we quote lines to each other back and forth. Good part of it memorized, so we're going to go see Twisters next week.
I mean, I watched it probably when it first came out, and then I remember we watched it in science class in like the sixth grade probably, and those are the only times I've ever seen that movie. And I chase tornadoes. Used to. I don't do that really anymore, but you know, we used to chase them for work all the time.
It's so hokey. Fine. It's a hokey movie, but it's...
That's totally fine. That's what I need in a movie theater. That's what I want.
Like, the number... I think people forget, too, like the original Twister, people forget the number of stars that are in that movie. I mean, obviously, Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt, but like Philip Seymour Hoffman is in that movie, and the friend from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and the guy from The Princess Bride, like there are big time stars
now,
in that movie.
So do you, when you go to the movies, do you guys go to like the, where you can sit and like have a drink and have the recliner?
We have. But I mean, it's been a long time since we've seen a movie in a movie theater with little kids. Like that's hard to do. So
we're glad you're going back. Yeah, yeah. We need to go more often. We go with the kids. Anytime there's a kids movie, we try to go. So we actually do make it in. So we go to the adult theater and, you know, I'm in line and of course we're going to get a drink and trying to figure it out. And you're like, you know what? I'm not going to get a big old beer because I'll probably have to pee. I'm almost 40 here. Like, you got to think about those things. I'm like, I'll just have a whiskey and water. And the girl's like, a what? I'm like, a whiskey and water. She was like, what is that?
Give you a glass of whiskey and a bottle of water.
I was like, it's a whiskey and water in it. And she just kept she couldn't figure it out. And I'm like, is this like, what is this, a joke? Like, is there one of these? I'm like, it's a whiskey and water. Like, you just like, you put them together. And somebody had to come over and they're like, just you take it and you get a water bottle. And I'm like, what are we explaining here? Maybe that's not a normal movie theater drink. And it probably isn't. But it was a really funny exchange. Like, that was sort of like it felt like a skit show exchange trying to order these drinks. But it is great. Support the movie theaters. I love going to the movie theater. I've told you before, I got no issue going by myself these days. I actually find that kind of enjoyable, like a late night movie. But let's get into something. I want to set this up. We talked about this just before we had Fitz on there. So Alec Marsh gets sent down yesterday for the Royals, which was interesting, but I think the right decision. You know, they added Michael Lorenzen. Michael Lorenzen has been better than Marsh. And Marsh has been awesome. You know, you remember before the season started, we were like, oh, the Royals are, you know, they're four deep here. We really like these four starting pitchers. We don't know what they'll get out of Alec Marsh, but who cares? I think if you evaluated what he's been as the fifth starter for this team, there isn't a person on the planet that wouldn't say he's done a really nice job, because he has done a really nice job. But Michael Lorenzen's been better, you know, objectively. What's really interesting, though, about that situation and the fact that at the moment they have sort of six starters now, and they added Lorenzen, is what does it mean for everything? Is it as simple as Marsh just goes down and doesn't come up unless they need a spot starter or somebody gets hurt? I'm not sure that it is, and this will be a really interesting thing to watch over the next month or so for Cotrero and how they, you know, how they manage this. And we set this up, and I'll go over it again. I'm going to take you to the other starters right now in the rotation. So I don't think you worry about this as much with a guy like Lorenzen, but you could, because Michael Lorenzen has never thrown more than 113 innings, which he did his first year back in 2015. He threw 105 2 years ago. He's already at 101 innings, so he is going to surpass the most innings he's ever pitched, okay? That's who they just added, Brady Singer. Most innings he's ever thrown came in last year, 159. He's already at 125. He'll pass that number. Cole Reagans, most he's ever thrown last year, 71. Okay, he's already at 128. And then even Seth Lugo, most innings he's ever thrown in a season, because remember, he just sort of became a starter like last year. And last year, he threw 146 innings. He was really good, right? He's already at 142. So every pitcher right now, as it currently stands, and Alec Marsh would fit this profile too, certainly, as the number of innings at the big league level he's ever thrown. He threw 74 last year. He's already at 101. So you've got these six starters for Kansas City. All of them are, you know, well, four of the six have been really, really good this year. And you know, Lorenzen and Marsh have both been adequate. Lorenzen, you would call more than that. Lorenzen's been good. So you've got six of these guys who you feel good about, though, if they get out there and they take the ball. The question for me becomes, if all of them are going to surpass their innings totals and throw the most innings they've ever thrown, and they're all going to do it over the next couple of weeks, they're all going to do it before you even get to September, let alone October, what can you do to help that? And I really think there is something to trying to go to some sort of six-man rotation, even if it's just one or two times through. You know, like maybe in August, you give everybody, if every single pitcher got an extra day of rest, let's call it two times, what would that do for their longevity? And I'm not just talking about can they handle it physically. I'm talking about can they still be as effective? Because I do think it's fair to say that some of these guys, Seth Lugo, I mean, we have seen signs a little bit of fatigue perhaps with some of these guys. And so I think that's what makes the Lorenzen move so interesting to me. It's not just that he's an upgrade over Marsh, because he is. It's that you now use these players, these extra players, Lorenzen and Marsh to some degree, to buy extra rest for everybody else. It's going to be fascinating because you also are in the middle of a playoff chase and you just want to throw the best pitcher that you can throw every night that you can throw them, right? That's a part of it too. But these starters all get deep into games for the most part. It's been one of the strengths of the team, right? Can you prepare now for what's coming, you hope, in October? I think you almost have to. And how they do that will be really interesting to watch. They sent Marsh down because they needed room for Ursic and Harvey's back and all of these things happen. So if every single pitcher, all six of your starters now, are going to surpass their career innings ceiling this month, most of them in their next couple of starts probably, what about a six-man rotation for the month of August? For two times through the rotation, buys everybody at least one day of rest. You could do it twice and buy everybody an extra day of rest two times. I don't think it's crazy, Tommy, to do it. I'm going to stop short of calling it necessary because we don't know how these guys will handle these innings thresholds. They've never been there before. So we're guessing at that point. So I won't call it necessary, but I do think it would be relatively smart, and they're one of the very few teams in baseball who could do this and probably not lose a whole lot. Like if you slot Marsh in there and push everybody one start, I'll call it two times, I think it could help you if you get to October. I really do. I think we're seeing the fatigue in some of these guys. I think we've seen it certainly in Seth Lugo, but I think the fatigue's there. I mean, this is it. They're all going to pass, Tommy, those career innings heights probably in this month.
I think that the biggest thing, though, on top of that, that they need to look at, if you're going to do that, and I'm not opposed to looking at a situation where they do slot Alec Marsh in and slot everybody else back, and then you're kind of running a six-man rotation, it's not just giving them rest, but we know it's happened all season long how matchup dependent the Royals are. And how that rotation falls has absolutely mattered the entire year. Who they've put out on the mound when they faced certain teams, whether at home or on the road. So I think you need to do a deep dive on that too. I don't think it's as easy as just saying, yeah, slot Alec Marsh in there, make it a six-man rotation. Everybody gets bumped back a game and then you roll forward. Because I understand the fatigue part of it, and that is a benefit potentially to be able to give a little bit of rest to your top guys on the rotation. But they are matchup dependent, and you don't want to, you know, have some kind of negative outcome by switching some things around, by moving the pitchers back. And it could very well be just as simple as you end up having Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo. If they're pushed back a game, well, then, you know, maybe they end up not being able to pitch in a game that you would really like them to pitch in, or pitch in a series that you would really like them to be able to pitch in. So I do think that that's something also that if they're going to even entertain the idea of let's throw Alec Marsh in there, let's kind of run a six-man rotation, or maybe even a five-and-a-half-man rotation where Alec Marsh gets one start every two turns through the rotation. If they're going to do that, they need to analyze all of the potential factors that would come into play with that.
So here's what risk I see in it and why I don't have why I couldn't just give you a good answer. If you go to do a six-man, how easy is it to go from a six-man back to a five-man? If you're giving extra rest, how easy is it to take that extra rest away? That's what I would have to ask somebody involved in these sorts of things. Like, can you go in and alter something like that and then revert back? Like, does the body... respond appropriately, or if you go to a six man, are you stuck with a six man? Because I don't think you want to do that either. And I don't know where you can, but teams do that, right? They'll stretch that out, but those aren't usually teams in the middle of a playoff chase and aren't usually teams that are already beginning to think about how the pitching staff would potentially shake out in a playoff series. I don't know what the right answer is. The good news is, it's a good problem to have. To have six good starters is a great problem to have. Most teams, have a couple and are trying to figure that out. And how do you just get there? I just wonder if there's a way to help all of these guys at the same time. It'll be interesting to see. And I think probably what you do now, if you're the Royals, is you just watch closely the next couple of starts, especially for Lugo and Reagans and Singer. Singer was a little shaky yesterday, but he ended up having a pretty good start. But I think you watch those starts and you just see if there are any signs of fatigue. And if there are, what about this? What if there's a situation of, yeah, we kind of need to go six guys the rest of the way? Because you know, in the playoffs, that all gets thrown out the window. What if they went to a six-man rotation for 2 months? Could they still be good enough to reach the postseason? I mean, you have to think about that stuff.
I get it. I understand the potential appeal to it from a fatigue standpoint. Is it better to roll with five guys and Lorenzen being that fifth guy and knowing that, you know, his overall, and I think you said this in the last hour, his overall numbers and the way that he's pitched this season in totality is better than Alec Marsh. Is it better to just roll with those five guys with Lorenzen taking the fifth spot in the rotation than trying to cram in Alec Marsh in a six-man rotation with the potential benefit of a little bit more rest? Rest is important, but are you giving yourself potentially a worse opportunity to win ball games if you're trotting Alec Marsh out there every sixth game? And I think that's the dilemma if the Royals would even entertain this.
I don't know. I don't have a good, I don't know what I even prefer. I just know the options are out there. And I know that you're going to get into uncomfortable territory with all five of your start, with all six of these guys. They're all going to pitch more than they ever have before. And that none of them have ever been stretched out this way. None of them. And so maybe they're fine. Maybe these five guys just continue to pitch well and it's not a big deal and they go through it and who cares? Could totally happen. But I don't know that you, it's a unique situation a little bit because they have these five starters you like, but we're in uncharted territory with all of them. And so I just think it's something worth keeping in mind if we see this. It may get a little weird where you see Alec Marsh up and down. That's the other option too, I think, is to stagger it. And this is what I prefer. Maybe you don't do it all at once, but maybe you somehow come up with a system where you can push everybody a day without making something permanent. And I don't know that you'd want to skip a start, but maybe you could skip a start for everybody one time to give them you want to talk about extra rest there. Now you're really giving them extra rest. But again, I got to know more about how a body responds to doing that and then coming back at full force, right? So there's a lot to consider there. You leave that up to the training staff and you talk to the players, you do all that, but it's a good problem to have for the Royals. There's no question about that. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we've got some Chiefs audio for you. Chris Jones is back at camp. We've got Mitch Holthus talking about that. He's back and apparently looking good as well today. We've got a doppelganger for Patrick Mahomes, which has been really entertaining to watch over the last 24 hours or so. It's really strange. But we'll get into both of those, and then we'll have a little golf talk for you. Jay Delling joins us to touch on that Heritage Classic golf tournament that's happening out at Rolling Hills this week. We'll do all of that when we return. Sports Daily, don't go away. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tommy, did you see Dylan Raiola yesterday? Dylan Raiola, the Nebraska quarterback, the transfer. Is he a transfer or did he just flip from?
I think he just flipped.
Ohio State.
Yeah.
He flipped from Ohio State and then he flipped from Georgia and then got to Nebraska eventually. His dad, you might remember, was it Damian Raiola? Dominic Raiola. He was awesome. Offensive lineman. Well, Dylan Raiola shows up to camp. And what I can't figure out about this, and if you haven't seen it, you just look at, he looks exactly like Mahomes. And he even kind of looks like him while he's playing a little bit, like the same kind of, you know, the little trot that Mahomes does. And I'm like, is he just messing with us? Like, is he doing this on purpose? Or is it just, or is it just the way he is? That's the part I can't figure out, but it's pretty wild.
It is. It's a little creepy. I watched the video and I'm like, whoa, wait a second. And I had never seen that before. I'd never, you know, realized that he not only looks like Patrick Mahomes, has the hair like Patrick Mahomes, kind of does the little jog, the little run walk, old man kind of move like Mahomes does. It's uncanny. But then I thought about it a little bit. Mahomes is getting to the point in his career where, you know, he's not a rookie. He hasn't been in the league for, you know, only a year or two. He's been in it for a while. He's, what, 28 now? He's been in the league going on, I think, 7 years, 8 years, you know, wherever he is at that point. Dylan Raiola is 19. That would mean that he's followed Patrick Mahomes, you know, in the NFL and maybe even before that at Texas Tech when Raiola was a kid. You know, and all the way through probably youth football and middle school and high school. And you better believe there are a lot of kids out there that that are emulating Patrick Mahomes now in the same way that people in our generation were probably, I mean, I remember emulating Joe Montana in the backyard, you know, and emulating, I would try to throw crazy passes like Brett Favre in backyard football when I was a kid. But now you've got kids that are, you know, potentially big time D1 athletes that they've emulated and looked up to Patrick Mahomes for a number of years now. It's nothing new. Now you've got a guy that, you know, has a style kind of like him. And oh, by the way, if you watch him throw, he kind of throws the ball like Mahomes does too. He was putting some pretty nice passes on there, albeit in a spring football game for Nebraska, but he's got a big arm. Got a big arm.
It's the same way. It's the same way. I'm sure young people are emulating us right now. I mean, I get it, right? All jokes aside. Yeah, I thought the same thing. Like, has Mahomes reached that point where kids just want to be like him so they kind of look like him when they're playing? It's wild. And he is a good player. I mean, I imagine Nebraska fans are pretty excited. They always are. But he looks pretty good. And it just so happens that he looks and not just in the face or in anything. He looks like Patrick Mahomes. It's crazy. He looks just like Patrick Mahomes. So that happened out there. All right. In more important Chiefs news, it was a good day to get players back yesterday. We mentioned this. They got a lot of players back, either from illness or whatever injuries were ailing them. One of those was Chris Jones. A lot of videos of Jones at practice today, apparently looking really, really good, strong, whatever. Mitch Holthus continues this week on Steve and Ted to talk to the fellows about things he's seeing up there at camp. Had some things to say about Chris Jones. Jad has that for us. Jad, let's hit that. Here's Mitch Holthus, voice of the Chiefs, talking about number 95.
We get all caught up in free agent signings, like who's going to what team and who's moving around. And the biggest free agent signing of the entire season was us re-signing Chris Jones. With Aaron Donald retiring with the Rams, Chris is now the top interior defensive lineman in the National Football League. You look at his career, he's really starting to fashion a whole Hall of Fame career, not just Chiefs Ring of Honor, but Pro Football Hall of Fame. And it's not just sacks with Chris. It's the passes defended, the passes affected. His wingspan, his athleticism.
I mean, it is, and I don't think he's starting to fashion a Hall of Famer. I think he's a Hall of Famer. Like, if he never played another snap, Tommy, I think he'd probably be a Hall of Famer. He has been flat dominant. You know, he missed a lot of games early in his career. That has not been a problem for him lately. 2020, 14 games. 2021, 14 games. 22, 17. 23, 16. Which you'll remember, it's 16, not 17, because he didn't play the first game because of a holdout. But it's interesting. Tackles for loss, you know, he's been really good in that regard. He is hitting the quarterback, but he had 10.5 sacks last year and followed a 15.5 sack season. He's probably, if he plays two more years, going to get to 100 sacks over his career. It is a little different than we see defensive ends. Defensive linemen, we know this about Aaron Donald. If you can get pressure up the middle, There's really not anything more valuable on a defense. That's not the first time Mitch Holthus has said that's the most important thing the Chiefs did this offseason. I have said I would have prioritized Snead, but if Jones is healthy and Jones just gives you what he gave you last year for two more years, then yeah, I mean, that's it. I think the question becomes how likely is that? And honestly, the injury thing is way behind him. Like, he hasn't really had much issue with that for a long time. He's been out there and available and all of these things. And, you know, early looks at camp show he still looks very good. But Chris Jones is, you know, he's a kind of a key to everything for them defensively. They've got to make up for the loss in the secondary by creating quarterback pressure. And, you know, have we seen the ceiling of Chris Jones, do you think? Does having Karloftis in there and maybe a step up from and Udike Uzama and some of the line. Like, could Jones even reach another level as a pass rusher if some of the pressure is taken off of him? I don't know. I think there's a chance. I'd say it's unlikely that he ever surpasses his what we've seen from his ceiling so far, but maybe there's a chance for that.
It's such a negative connotation, and I don't mean that you are specifically meaning it in a negative way, but I just think that the thought is like, has he already peaked? Has he already hit his ceiling? Well, yeah, he probably has. The guy is older, right? He's in his,
yeah, he's what, 33? He's going to be 30. It's his age 30
that's
season.
Right. He's getting older, been in the league for a long time, but that's okay. Even if he's already probably reached his peak and, you know, maybe will, I mean, more than likely not surpass what he's done in the past, it doesn't mean that he's still not the most effective player at his position.
Absolutely.
Now in the, yeah, National Football League. And so, you know, I don't want to get caught up in, oh, you know, is he going to lose a step? Because even Chris Jones losing a step is still better than anybody else doing the job right now in the National Football League. So I think we have to keep that context in mind too as we go forward, and that's why, I mean, I agree with Mitch Holthus when he says that was the most impactful, you know, free agent signing, or the most impactful signing in the offseason was getting him locked up, because just the stability that he provides, assuming that health does not play a role, and I know that he's dealt with what, a little bit of a pulled groin or strained groin during training camp, I think was the diagnosis.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's a totally serious thing at all. Assuming that, and that's going to be a risk that all players as they age have to deal with, is that your health, you have to keep up, and it becomes harder to do so. Assuming all of that continues to check out, even if it is Chris Jones minus a step, you're still talking about Chris Jones, and it's incredible.
I always feel like I need to qualify this. Chris Jones is absolutely on a short list of one of my favorite players I've ever watched play football. I love his energy. I love his attitude. I love his personality. And I certainly love the way he plays the game. And I agree. If Aaron Donald was not, you know, in existence, Chris Jones to the national world would have been, and he is, he plays for the two-time defending Super Bowl champions. He is a football celebrity. Don't get me wrong. One of my favorites ever. I think with the injury, that was always my concern the first time on a, you know, contract negotiation, is you just got to be a little bit careful there. Look, he didn't play at all in training camp last year. Missed the first game, played 16. I think any of those concerns are gone. I mean, look, if he in 2020 and 2021, he gave you 14 starts. Wouldn't you be just fine with that any
Absolutely.
Year that he plays now?
100%.
So it really has, you got to go way, way back, 5 seasons ago. It was early in his career where it kind of plagued him a little bit. And look, he was playing. It was missed time, but not like significant stuff. So if he's healthy and he's able to stay out on the field, great. His importance to this team, it's equal, Tommy, to what Mahomes and Kelsey bring to the offense. It's equivalent, I should say, because on that side of the ball, it's unquestioned now. As they've had to let guys walk, what leads the way for them defensively? Chris Jones and the best of George Karlaftis that is a really interesting thing to think about. Those two together, right? If Karlaftis ups his game, and I think most of us think he will, right? He'll even reach another level. And you throw that in with Jones, who knows what you get on the other side? I think that's one of the bigger questions for this team. But if they get quarterback pressure better than they have, that's where the defense can be a little bit different, I think. If the secondary wanes, maybe you make up for it with a pass rush. And there have been years where the Chiefs have had, you know, the best pass rush ever and a terrible secondary. You might be able to get both. And it all starts with Chris Jones, and it all starts around him too. You got to take the pressure off of him, but up the middle, I mean, the thing with him too is, and this is all, I've always had a hard time with this with defensive tackles. Defensive tackles are not typically going to have those eye-popping numbers that you look at like a defensive end will, although Chris Jones has had 15 and a half sacks. But when you watch the games, I remember it's one of the playoff games, I think, somebody not from here, right, that's just isn't locked into the Chiefs all the time like we are. They're like, they were like, Chris Jones is in on everything. Like, he is everywhere and in on everything. And I was like, yeah, he is. always that way. Like if you watch a defensive play, most of the time he's disrupting something. And that is what defensive tackles do. And so, yeah, like it doesn't always mean he's got a sack, but when you, at minimum, when you have to take two guys to block him up the middle, that's impacting and disrupting an offense, I think. So good to see him back healthy. And he appears to be back healthy. You can look at some of the videos today. He looks good out there. I mean, he looks real good out there right now. And that is a great sign for the Chiefs. You know, just another great sign for the Chiefs. Off the field, a little shaky this offseason. On the field, looking real good right now early on for Kansas City.
It's a great thing, and they absolutely have to have it. And the best thing about, I know it's been a rocky and tumultuous offseason in a number of ways off the field for Kansas City, and rightfully so. It's been nice that it's been quiet lately. You know, like there really hasn't been a whole lot of distractions during training camp.
Yeah, it's good when we're talking about Kermit the Frog and doppelgangers.
I was concerned, honestly, about that going into training camp because it had been such a noisy offseason. And then you think back to the way that the last training camp period went and then into the preseason where it was dominated by Chris Jones talk. Everywhere you turned, it was Chris Jones, Chris Jones, Chris Jones, where, you know, then you had Andy Reid having to answer questions about it and Patrick Mahomes having to answer questions and Travis Kelce having to answer questions.
And they weren't happy about it.
They weren't happy. And you could tell, I mean, it was a dramatic offseason. I don't know, in retrospect, if you can draw a correlation between the noise in the offseason and them not playing in the regular season to the best of their ability, I don't know if you can maybe even draw a slight general correlation
between those. You'd have to show me how, you know, Sky Moore not being able to catch the ball.
Sure.
Because that, I mean,
but I think there is something to be said about, you know, an overall culture being distracted.
I do agree with that. I totally agree with that. And it's just one more thing as we're just evaluating the league. Man, I haven't been able to find a reason yet to have any pessimism about what the Chiefs have going. And we'll try because we're trying to be fair about it and trying to be honest about it. But I haven't found it yet. And we'll see. And you know, the preseason games and all that in the early season will show us. But it just feels good right now in Kansas City.
That is,
and the
that
upside
is tremendous.
Else
that, that Mitch said today on Stephen Ted when he was talking to us, almost exactly that. He said that when he started looking at the defense, because he's been kind of, he started with Andy Reid, and then he kind of switched things over to the offense and Patrick Mahomes, and now he was looking at the defense and Chris Jones. One of the things he said was when he started looking at things from the defensive side, he said the atmosphere in camp was just night and day between this year and last year. Entirely different.
Do you think, Chad, is that because Chris Jones is there, where he wasn't there last year?
That's got to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Because he's the guy,
he's
right?
A tone
that's
setter.
What I mean. When
he's
I say
a tone
it's
setter,
that's when I say it's equitable. His impact to the defense is what you see from Mahomes / Kelce to the offense. That's what I mean. Like he is the guy there. Like it would be equivalent to one of those other guys with a contract dispute. So I'm with you. And look, Mitch told us before he ever saw him, he thought they could be better than they were a year ago. I still got to see it. I won't believe it until we see it on the field in a regular season game, just based on how good they were last year more than anything else. But Chris Jones being there all camp, maybe it has an impact. Maybe I'm just, if Mitch is right about that, it's good luck, everybody. If they stay healthy, they're winning another Super Bowl. If he's right about that, if they're better defensively than they were a year ago, I mean, come on now. The offense is going to be better, significantly better. If the defense...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is two. What are we doing here? It's going to be a fun season, Chiefs fans. Get ready for it. Of course, home of the Chiefs right here in our Odyssey family of networks. This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. Get out there. We're about to get back to that golfing weather. Rained a little bit. Maybe get out there today. All you got to do is give them a call. They'll show you around. 36 holes of golf, great swimming pool, great tennis facility, all the good stuff there at Crestview. They'll be happy to show it to you. Tell them we sent you. We appreciate their support. Speaking of golf, we're going to talk about a golf tournament happening in Wichita this week that maybe you've heard of, maybe you haven't, but it's a lot of good history here. We'll tell you about it next on Sports Daily. All right, welcome back in, everybody. We've got the Heritage Classic out at Rolling Hills, and it's a big-time golf tournament, and it's a tour championship for the Annika Women's All-Pro Tour. We're going to give you an opportunity to win some tickets here in just a minute. We're joined now by Jay Delling, who's helping them out there. A pro-am yesterday, I believe, a pro-am. I feel like it's an indictment on my golf game. That these media things keep happening, Jay, and nobody's asking for my services out there. Wichita Open, Tommy, show me. I'm like, where, guys, I can give you a big old fat handicap. I might contribute one or two shots in an 18-hole round. But you guys had that out there. How are you, Jay? Welcome in.
I'm good. But can you play under your handicap? See, that's the key in
golf.
That's
the important thing.
That's under my under thing, wait under it? my beer handicap, my stroke handicap.
Well, both, because both were applicable yesterday.
Yeah. No, I can chip in. I can chip in with both.
I love that.
How are you, Jay? How's the tournament out there?
You know, the tournament's so great. It's a fun vibe out here. Rolling Hills does just an outstanding job in hosting this event. The ladies are just amazing people, and I got a firsthand chance at seeing just how good they are. Yesterday, I played in the Pro-Am, played with Haley Cooper, who played her college golf at Texas and Texas A&M. Great player in her first three tournaments on this tour. She's got two wins and a seventh, and I joked with her about, did you fall asleep when you took seventh? I mean, come on, three in a row, right? Just a wonderful personality. And she, I saw her shoot 5 under 67 yesterday, and it was about the easiest 67 I've ever seen.
Wow.
So these ladies can play. They've got a lot to play for because the top five point earners on this tour come Sunday will automatically get into stage two of the LPGA qualifying school, which is a huge, huge deal. And they're all really excited about that opportunity.
You know, this tournament, Jay, out at Rolling Hills Country Club on the west side of Wichita, and I'm not sure that a lot of people know or understand the history of women's golf at Rolling Hills Country Club and the birthplace of the LPGA and all of that. And so that makes this particular tour, this particular event, that much more important because of the connection that women's golf has to that particular location.
Yeah, great point, Tommy. 74 years ago, right here on this hallowed ground, Babe Zaharias, who won the U.S. Women's Open here at Rolling Hills in 1950, so after she, I'm sure, put up a pretty big bar tab, after that, she and 12 of the stars of that era sat down right here on this location. And they mapped out the vision, the business plan, the bylaws, which is now the LPGA Tour, which now plays for $125 million in prize money in 2024. So you're right, Tommy. It's a historical place in women's golf. It's been a staple here in Wichita for many, many years. And again, the folks here at Rolling Hills, they do it right. And it's just an amazing experience, not only for, you know, for me and our media team out here, but the members love it. And the ladies tell us that by far, it's not even close. This is the best they're treated all year long.
As in Wichita has that reputation as it should. So what about for folks that might want to come check it out? What is happening out there? You mentioned the stakes that are on the line. They're very high for these ladies, but what is a part of the fanfare out there that people can check out?
Yeah. So there's, you know, first of all, admission is free. So it doesn't cost anything to come out and watch these. It's like the Korn Ferry Tour, right? The three of us have been working on that for years and years and years, and we see the stars of tomorrow, you know, the Scottie Schefflers, the Jason Days. We could just go on and on and on. Same thing on this tour. These ladies will, some of them will ultimately be on the LPGA Tour. So there's no admission. Public parking is at Bishop Carroll, and we will be shuttling them over to Rolling Hills. The time on the shuttles is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So come on out, free golf, got concessions here. So lots of water and, lots of trees. So lots of shade. You can, kind of manage yourself around, but, these ladies can flat play. In fact, many of the early starters this morning, a lot of them were birding 1, 2, and 3. I mean, birdies were flying like crazy. Megan Osland, who's 17th on the points list, is leading the tournament right now through 9 holes at 5 under par. So she shot 31, 5 under par on the front 9. I mean, these ladies are no joke. It's so much fun to watch them.
And you can do it. And they'll be playing all weekend here at Rolling Hills. And we're going to give you a chance right now to get out there and check it out via the party patio. All you got to do for that out at Rolling Hills, again, it's the Heritage Classic Tournament. It's the tour championship for this particular tour, is text the keyword golf to the short code 20357. That's golf to 20357. You can enter once a day. We'll have one opportunity today, one opportunity tomorrow. Message and data rates apply. So get out there, say hi to Jay, and watch some great golf. Jay, we appreciate it. Let's talk again tomorrow about more of what's happening on the leaderboard.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
There goes Jay Delling out from Rolling Hills, reporting on site there. Always great golf ambassador for the city of Wichita. Another great tournament for the city of Wichita. And look, it's cool. The history there and the history of, you know, the sport in this town is something that's really getting put in the spotlight the last few years, I would say. And it's cool to see because, why not? Like you get that history. I was talking to TJ Cleland, 12 News. He played in that Pro-Am yesterday. And I was like, how was it? How'd you guys play? And he's like, well, we were 10 under and we were last. And I'm like, that doesn't surprise me. Media teams typically are in last place in my history.
That's the way that those things usually work.
That's the way that, but he said they used every drive from their pro and they're all teeing off from the blacks too, by the way.
Yeah.
He's like, she hits it a mile.
Yeah.
That's kind of her thing. I was like, that's awesome.
You know, it's definitely if you go out today or actually anytime throughout the course of the weekend to Rolling Hills Country Club and check out this Heritage Classic tournament, it's going to be a hot one. Take those precautions. I think it's great that, you know, there's free admission to be able to go out and watch potentially these future stars in women's golf in this Tour Championship tournament. So a lot on the line for them, a lot of, you know, pretty high stakes to get into qualifying for the next tour up for them and, you know, get out and enjoy it. And then, like you mentioned, we've got that chance to win the premium tickets, the party porch tickets. And so that will make it that much more fun. But regardless, if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend with the family, free admission, take them out to Rolling Hills to watch it. Just make sure to stay cool while you're out there.
Stay cool. Watch out for the oak mites, watch out for the mosquitoes. I'm joking about the mosquito thing. Keep yourself safe from the mosquitoes. It's going to be a bad West Nile year. It looks like, but yeah, just, you know, it's not as hot today. At least got a little rain, which is always good for the scoring, right? When you're out there. So just get after it there.
Well, the good thing is, I mean, you know, we don't really talk current events a lot on this show, but you know, we're dealing in this area with a drought that's come on, you know, pretty quickly. And not that, you know, the storms that rolled through last night will automatically solve the problem, but anytime it's going to rain, you know, in July, this time of year, you know, certainly doesn't hurt things.
Yeah. It's, it was a very welcome storm. Let's call it as the city of Wichita and Sedgwick County are looking at possible restrictions on water here pretty quick, but get out there and enjoy some golf. That's all I'll say. I wish I was playing right now. I wish that I was out there playing right now because what are we looking at here? 85 degrees at 11 o'clock in the morning. Come on now.
Well, it's going to be had that in a little while. 106 this afternoon, you know, so
later
now, yeah. You know, I wonder if like when it's days like today, when it's going to get so hot in the afternoon, maybe we ought to air a rerun. That way you and I can go play golf before it gets really hot.
We'll work on that. We'll talk to some people and see. All right, let's take our break. We've got our giveaways. I think all our housekeeping's done. Both giveaways are out there for you. We've got more Royals baseball tonight. We'll tell you about it. It's an interesting start time in these, you know, some of these series. Detroit is one of those cities where it is an interesting start time. So we'll tell you about that. We'll get you all set up for the day. Well, Royals baseball, can they do something special in another road series against a team that's struggling? We'll get that all teed up for you. Don't go away. Sports Daily, coming right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.